Hi everyone, welcome. I'm Tiffany.
And this is Sam.
What did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Okay, I first went to the movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Spider-Man.
Oh, how was it?
It was good, very Marvel, but not my favorite Marvel movie,
oh,
I'd say.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've heard good things about this Spider-Man, but I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so I shouldn't...
Should I do you recommend this movie to me?
Yeah, I would. Okay. I think the new Spider-Man is quite fresh,
mm-hmm.
I'd say. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we hope that you guys had a really interesting week. Today, we're going to look at our translation article.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to help you translate these sentences from Chinese to English and teach you some new ways to also say different things. So shall we take a look at our article?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so Sam, what is our sentence for today?
Okay, 今天呢，我们看到第一句要翻译的句子了。尽管莱恩 Ryan 了解垃圾食物的负面影响，他却倾向吃垃圾食物而不是健康的食物。
Okay, so in English, we can actually translate this sentence to, even though Ryan understands the negative effects of junk food, he tends to eat it instead of healthy food. So let's first take a look at why we use these words. So first off, we can start this sentence using even though. Now, even though can mean although or despite the fact that. So for example, we can say, even though I had a lot of homework this weekend, I got to watch a movie with my friends.
OK, 首先呢我们看一下这个句子呢它是在陈述一件现在的事情我们在讲莱恩喜欢吃负面垃圾食物的这个倾向所以呢我们这句呢是使用现在简单式来说明咯那句子开头呢我们的尽管哦刚刚 Tiffany 就解释到呢我们是使用了 even though 来表示它就翻译为尽管或者是呢虽然那呢你可能知道有其他可以替代的词例如呢 although 或者是呢 despite the fact that OK 那所以呢 even though 跟这些字呢都可以代换但是呢在这边呢 even though 比起前面我们讲的这两个字呢它更加强调指这个虽然事情已经发生了但是怎么样哦后面引导的句子呢通常是已经发生的事情或是已经存在的状况我们举个例子的 even though it rained a bit during the hike we had a really great day尽管呢在健走的过程中呢下了一点雨我们还是度过了很棒的一天注意到呢我们这个下雨呢跟这个很棒的一天呢都是已经发生的事情那呢注意到跟它很像的 even if 跟 even though 这两个呢千万不要混淆了因为呢 even if 表示呢即使纵然哦就算这样子我们呢通常是讲就算某件事情发生了后面呢这个主要句子仍然会成立有引导的句子呢通常是假设性的还没有发生的或者是呢跟事实相反的我们举个例子了 Even if we increase our budget and hire more workers I still don't think we will meet the deadline 即使呢我们增加了预算并且呢聘请了更多员工我还是不认为呢我们能够赶上截止期限后面的这个 I still don't think we will meet the deadline 就是一个假设性的还没有发生的事情
That's right. And then we could take a look at the second part of the sentence. It says, he tends to eat it instead of healthy food. Now, Ryan understands that junk food is bad for him, but he still eats it instead of healthy food. So, instead of tend to, okay, because we use tend to here, we can also use the noun form of tend. So he can say, he has a tendency to eat it instead of healthy food. Okay, so you can have a tendency to do something. Okay, or we can also use it in a verb form, so tends to. We can go back and look at the verb form. We can say, my mom tends to watch TV before going to bed because, you know, she loves her Korean drama, so she has to catch up on it before she goes to sleep.
Yes, OK. 在这边呢我们第二段哦倾向于什么事情我们这边使用的片语呢是 tend to. OK, 那呢你也可以用 incline to, 后面呢都是加上原形动词咯。我们呢可以举个例子哦比方说呢刚刚讲 My mom tends to watch TV before going to bed. 我的妈妈呢她通常呢在这个睡前呢习惯或是呢她倾向于要先看过电视呢才能够去睡觉。那在这边呢我们可以直接代换成 incline to. My mom inclines used to watch TV before going to bed 是一样的意思。那刚刚 Tiffany 另外讲到了我们这个用名词的方式，我们可以说呢 have a tendency to 或者是呢 an inclination to， OK， 都是一样的意思。我们呢再举个例子了， Ava has a tendency to trust people easily， which has sometimes led her to her getting hurt， OK。艾娃呢倾向于容易相信别人呢，所以这有的时候会让他受到伤害。所以你可以直接用动词 tend to， 或者是呢用名词的方式 have a tendency to， 都是一样的意思。
All right, so shall we take a look at our second sentence? I believe it's still about Ryan.
Okay,、mm-hmm. 好，没有错，我们继续讲哦。为什么莱恩呢喜欢吃垃圾食物呢？这是因为呢，他将吃垃圾食物视为一种减轻压力的方式。
Okay, so in English, we can translate this
to... Hi, everyone, welcome.
I'm Tiffany.
And this is Sam.
Eating junk food to be a way to reduce stress. Okay, so if we take a look at this sentence, it means Ryan thinks eating junk food helps him reduce stress. It makes him feel relaxed.
OK, 接续上一句呢，我们在这边呢是在讲莱恩呢为什么喜欢吃垃圾食物的原因，所以呢我们一样使用的是现在简单式咯。那在这边呢首先看到了将 A 视为 B 的用法咯。将 A 视为 B 呢，我们这边是用了 consider 这个动词。注意到呢我们第一个用法呢是可以搭配 to be。OK, 比方说呢我们 consider, 或是呢你可以用 think, 思考的这个字哦，比方说 consider A to be B, 我们呢就可以将这个 A 视为 B 了。OK, 那在这边呢我们的这个 to be 呢它可以省略，那 be 呢可以是名词或者形容词。我们举个例子了，我们说呢 David considers Luigi's to be the best Italian restaurant in town。 那呢你也可以直接把 to be 省略了， David thinks Luigi's the best Italian restaurant in town。 这个是第一种用法。第二种用法呢我们就可以搭配 as 来使用了，我们可以呢比方说 regard A as B 或者是呢 view A as B，将 A 视为 B 了，这个是第二种用法。一样的句子我们再来看一次了， David sees Luigi's as the best Italian restaurant in town， 这个呢跟我们第一种 think consider 呢虽然是不同用法，但是意思呢是一样的。
That's right. Okay, so let's take a look at the second part of this sentence. So we know that we can say instead of considers, we can also replace it for think or regard or view. We can also take a look at the end as a way to reduce stress. Now, here the sentence structure is a or an plus a way. So a way to do something. So you add a verb here. So running is a way to lose weight.
OK, 在这边呢我们看到句子的后半段了，后面呢后半段我们这边呢用到 way， way 这个字呢在这边呢它就可以表示为方式或者是方法了。那它的常见用法呢有几个，首先呢我们看到可以说，你可以说 a way 或者是呢 the way to do something 或者是呢 of doing something， 这个意思呢就是做什么的方法。比方说呢我们刚刚说 running is a way to lose weight， 跑步呢是一个减重的方法。那第二种呢我们呢可以讲说，这个我们是用 a way of doing something， 后面是加上 ving 的用法，我们说呢 running is a way of losing weight， 这个呢也是一样的用法咯。
Okay, so I briefly talked about way a while ago. So remember, way is just a specific order or process in which you do something. So, mom has a way of cleaning the dishes. Okay, so that means that mom's way of cleaning dishes could probably be that she rinses the plates with water first, and then she washes it with soap. It's a specific way that someone does something. Not everyone does it the same way, but then maybe this person does it specifically that way. All right, so let's take a look at what way means in Chinese.
OK, 这边呢我们刚刚 Tiffany 特别解释了 way 的另外一种用法，刚刚我们第一种讲说是 a way to do something 或者是 a way of doing something， 但是呢我们在第二种用法呢是搭配介系词 in 了，我们说呢 in a way， 或者是呢我们可以前面呢这个 way 的前面加上形容词，比方说 in a good way， in a bad way， 或者是呢 in a 什么样的 way， 就是呢以什么样的方式来做了。比方说呢我们可以举个例子哦， Mary always completes her work in a professional and efficient way。 玛丽呢她总是呢完成她的工作，用什么样的方式完成工作呢？我们就用介系词 in， 后面呢我们是加上 in a 什么样的 way 哦，我们在前面呢就加上形容词 professional and efficient， 非常专业而且有效率的方式呢来完成她的工作。
Okay, so Ryan, for example, he thinks eating junk food is a way for him to reduce stress. But I don't really think eating junk food is a really good way to reduce stress. I think it's actually very harmful to the body.
No. It's very harmful to your body. You should do some exercise, maybe. But, you know, things is, it's really hard to do it.
Yeah.
Even though we all know that doing exercise is good for our health, you can reduce stress. But still, like eating junk food is probably like
easier
way.
Exactly. But you know what? The first step is always the hardest. I think if you try to do something first and you make it into a habit, maybe it'll be easier for him. So instead of reaching for the chips and the cookies, he should go run or he should do something so he can distract himself. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with part B of our article. Okay, so part B are our single sentences. Now, it's quite similar to the first part. Let's take a look at our sentence for today.
Okay, 任何能使用网路的人都能网路霸凌 cyberbully 别人而不用透露自己是谁。
Okay, in English, we can say anyone who has access to the internet can cyberbully others without revealing who they are. Okay, I think that's really true. It's a serious problem that we are dealing with today. But let's first take a look at this sentence. Okay, we first use anyone who. Okay, anyone who means just any person. You can also replace it with whoever. So whoever has access to the internet, da 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 da. Okay, so when you use anyone, you must add who. So for example, anyone who just means any person. Anyone who listens to Beyonce is my best friend. Or anyone who knows how to solve this puzzle is so smart.
Okay, 在这句呢，我们要讲这个网络霸凌的匿名性哦，它呢是一个常态，一个事实。所以呢，我们在这个句子呢，一样呢是来使用到的是现在简单式。在句子的开头呢，我们说任何什么样的人呢，我们这边用法呢是用了 anyone who， 它呢就代表任何人了。那这个 anyone who 呢，你可以代换成 whoever。OK， 注意到呢 whoever， 我们这边呢无论如何是 anyone who 或是 whoever 呢，我们需要搭配的是单数动词了。那其他呢表示什么样的人的用法呢，你可以呢讲说 the person who， 一样的是搭配单数动词。那如果复数的话呢，我们可以说 those who 或者是呢 people who。 举个例子了，我们先看到单数的 anyone who calls our radio station today has the chance to win a special prize。 OK， 今天的任何打电话进来电台的人呢都有机会获得一项特别的礼物。那我们也可以讲 whoever calls our radio station， 任何打电话进来的人
进来电台的人
那呢针对复数的话呢，
特别的礼物，
我们可以说呢，
那我们
whoever calls our radio station their exam before the end of the class should sit quietly until everyone else is done. Okay, 在下课前写完考卷的人呢，必须安静的坐在座位上，直到其他人写完为止哦。那 those who 呢，我们可以换成 people who finish their exam before the end of the class. Okay, 是一样的意思哦。任何人做完的人。
Okay, so here we talk about another topic I think is quite important to understand. Cyberbullying. Okay, what exactly does this mean? Well, let's first take a look. Cyber, C-Y-B-E-R, means that something that is used online or through the computer. So when you cyberbully someone, it means to make fun of someone online. And like I said, it's actually quite a serious problem because people can be very, very mean.
Yes.
And if they're really good, they can even find information about you and it could also affect your life, like your real life.
Yes, yes.
So it's quite
sad.
So that's why a lot of times when we talk about the internet or things like that, we use the word cyber. You can also have a cyber cafe. It's a cafe on the internet where you can talk to people through their computer. You're not physically there, but it's all done online. Also, a recent topic that we've been talking about is actually Russia has been accused of something called cyber attacks during the U.S. presidential election.
Yes.
Now, a cyber attack is like computer attack, It's like hacking the election. But we're not sure if it's true or not.
Yeah, but they're being accused.
Yeah. Yes. We'll have to find out.
Okay. Cyber 呢这个字呢就是网络的意思、哦、那我们呢可以呢在后面加上很多不同的字。比方说呢 bully 是霸凌，所以 cyber bully 就是网络霸凌、哦、就是匿名、哦、去肉搜别人啊，或者是欺敌别人，然后说一些可怕的话。那我们刚刚讲到 cyber cafe 就是网咖。那呢最近很火红的、哦、就是呢这个美国呢指控这个俄国呢有进行这个网络攻击哦，对美国，所以呢 cyber attack 就是网络攻击的意思。
Okay, so we can say anyone who has access to the internet or whoever has access to the internet can cyberbully others without revealing who they are. Okay, why do we use who they are here? Well, the sentence structure is, or this grammar point is, we add a WH question plus a subject plus a verb. So we can say, I don't know what mom told you. She knows where her dog is hiding. Or Alex wants to know how the baby got out of the crib. Now, if you want to use it this way, just remember you use a WH question plus a subject plus a verb.
OK, 在这边呢我们这边用到 WH 疑问词、哦、但是在句子里面呢我们这边是叫做名词子句的用法咯，也就是我们使用 WH 所引导的这个疑问词咯来引导后面的子句。那这个子句呢它可以置于名词的位置，比方说呢主词、受词、主词补语、受词补语，这些位置呢都可以用名词子句来替代了。要注意到呢这种句子呢我们不需要倒装，注意到我们平常比方说 Who are you? 或者是 What are you doing? 我们呢在问句的时候会倒装，但是呢因为我们是名词子句放在句子里面，所以注意到我们不用倒装了。举个例子了， I want to take a vacation sometime in September, but I don't know where I will go yet. OK, 这边的 where I will go 就是名词子句了。虽然呢我想要在九月的时候去度假，但是我不知道我会去哪里。那特别注意到了我们有一个疑问词 how。how 呢在名词子句呢它则会被翻译为多么怎么样了。后面呢我们会先接上形容词或是副词，我们呢再接上主词和动词，也就是呢 how 加上形容词或副词，再加上主词加动词。举个例子了， This restaurant is the best one in the whole city, but have you seen how expensive it is? OK, how expensive it is? 先是加上 how, 再加上形容词，再加上主词，再加上动词。这家餐厅是整个城市中最好的一家，但是你有没有看到它有多么的贵？ How 的名词其实就是这样子使用咯。
Okay, so let's go back to our sentence. We have another one that's continued on from the first sentence. What does it say?
Okay, 无论呢霸凌者，霸凌者的英文我们说 bullies, 无论霸凌者在网络上张贴了什么，受害者应该试着做的事情是忽略他。
So in English we can say, no matter what bullies post on the internet, what victims should try to do is to ignore it. Now, no matter what here just means regardless of what happens or regardless of the consequences, you will do something else. So, for example, no matter how hard Bill tries, he can never beat the game.Or no matter where I am, my cat still tries to look for me.
OK, 在这边呢我们首先看到无论如何的句型哦。这次呢我们一样要再次使用到 WH 开头的疑问词咯。我们是用呢 no matter 加上疑问词，就是包含 who, whom,What, which, where, when, how, OK, 后面呢再加上一个完整的子句了。这个呢就表示说无论谁，或是无论什么，或是无论哪一个，无论哪里，无论何时，无论如何，等等等。
So what does the sentence suggest? It says, what victims should try to do is ignore it. So you can use all that you should do is ignore it. So no matter what bullies post on the internet, all that you should do is ignore it. So you can have all that plus somebody, and then this person needs to do something, and we can say, for example, all that Gina needs to do is to finish cleaning the house.
OK, 我们后半句呢用到了这个某人要做的事情是什么，也就是呢我们说 all that, that 可以省略，你可以说 all somebody do is who was to do something. OK, 你也可以呢把 all that 换成 what. OK, what somebody do is. OK, 注意到呢我们这个 is 跟 was、哦、后面的不定词、哦、这个 to 是可以省略的，我们可以直接接上原形动词了。比方说呢我们举刚刚的例子、哦、All that Gina needs to do is to finish cleaning the house. All that somebody to do is to. OK, 这边的 to 可以省略掉，你可以讲说、哦、What Gina needs to doIs finish cleaning the house. OK, 注意到这边 is 跟 finish 是连在一起，是因为我们省略了 to 这个不定词。
Okay, so yeah, be careful when you use the internet and be careful who you're talking to and what you post online.
Yeah.
Always remember to take care of yourself and the most important thing is to protect your privacy because cyberbullying can be very scary.
OK, 所以呢注意到了 cyberbullying 这件事情其实是非常的严重，我们看到很多新闻哦，所以呢注意到你在网络上的言谈举止，不要因为别人不知道你是谁哦，就在那边乱讲话咯。
Mm-hmm. OK, so that's all the time that we have for part B. Let's take another break and we'll continue with part C in a bit. Okay, welcome back. And today we have a paragraph to look at, and the topic is something called practice poverty.
Okay, 今天呢、我们的段落翻译有主题是体验贫穷。
Let's read the article or the paragraph. It says, it is a sad fact that many people around the world live in poverty.
OK, 世界上呢很多人呢是生活在贫困，这是一个非常悲哀的事实。
Many more live below the low income cutoffs, meaning they must survive on less than half the average household income for their country.
OK, 有更多人呢他们的生活是低于最低收入标准的，也就是 low income cutoffs. 这意味着呢他们必须用不到自己国内平均家庭收入的一半呢来度日。
Most of us don't want to experience what this feels like.
虽然呢，我们大多人并不想体验这种感觉。
However, perhaps we should.
但是呢，或许我们应该这么做。
The idea of practicing poverty for a week could help us empathize with people living in poverty and encourage us to donate to charities for the poor.
OK, 体验贫穷一周呢，这个做法呢，能够帮助我们同理生活在贫困中的人，并且呢，鼓励我们呢，捐钱给这些真正需要帮助的人咯。
All right, so the next part, we need to translate this sentence. Let's take a look.
OK, 此外这个经验很有可能教我们停止购买我们并非真正需要的东西。
So English we can say additionally, the experience may well teach us to stop buying things we don't really need. Now here we use additionally because it's like a transition and it means also or plus or in addition to. What's more, furthermore, when you're writing, these are actually really great transition words that helps bring sentences and paragraphs together.
OK, 我们看到呢这一题、我们一开始说到此外。此外呢在这边我们是用使用了 additionally 这个转折词了，它就是此外而且。用来呢附加说明前句的论点。那呢刚刚 Tiffany 有讲到很多，比方说 also, besides, moreover, furthermore, in addition, 或者是呢 what's more, 这些字呢我们通常接在句首后面接完整的句子了，就表示为此外或者而且。特别注意到这些词呢它是属于副词。它们呢不是连接词，所以注意呢，我们不可以直接用来连接两个完整的句子咯。我们举个例子咯。I thought the movie was a little too long. Moreover, the plot didn't really make sense. OK, 我觉得这部电影长度有点太长，而且呢故事情节不太合理。注意到呢，我们 moreover 前面呢是用分号，后面呢是用逗号，因为它不是连接词，不能够直接连接。
Next, the other part says, the experience may well teach us to stop buying things we don't really need. So may well here just means might or likely to. So the experience likely will teach us many things.
OK, 这边呢我们这个大有可能呢，我们常见的句型呢在这边我们是使用了 may well, 后面呢直接加上原形动词，那你当然可以说 might will, 或者是呢 it is likely, it is probable, OK, 后面呢加上 that, 再加上子句，这些呢都表示大有可能哦。举个例子了， I've got a lot to do in the office right now, so it's likely that I will have to work overtime tonight. 今天呢有很多事情要做，所以我可能会加班。It's likely that 后面呢加上子句很有可能，跟我们句子里面 may well 是一样的意思咯。
So let's see what practice poverty means. The paragraph continues saying, during a practice poverty week, set yourself a tight budget for food and household items.
OK, 在体验贫穷的一周之间呢，对于你的食物和家用品哦，你要设一个非常紧缩的预算。
And then there's another sentence that we have to translate, and it says,
你必须花费尽可能少的钱在必需品上。
Right, so English we say you have to spend as little as possible on necessities. So as little as possible, how do we use this? We use as plus an adjective or an adverb plus a noun. So he ran as fast as he could, or we walked as quietly as possible.
Okay, 在这边呢，我们要尽量尽可能的，我们用的句型是 as 加上形容词。注意到我们这边如果是用名词的话是加上形容词，如果说我们是动词的话，我们呢则是加上了副词哦。as 形容词或副词后面再加上 as possible 或者是呢 as one can， 这个句型呢就表示尽可能尽量，例如我们最常听到的 ASAP as soon as possible 尽快，就是这样子的用法咯。
Okay, let's finish off the paragraph. It says, what's more, pick just 3 outfits and wear these all week.
Okay, 此外呢，你只能挑三套服装穿上一整个礼拜。
You should also give up any form of entertainment or other activities that cost money, including cable TV, going to the movies, and eating out.
而且呢，要放弃任何会花钱的娱乐活动，不管是看电视还是出外吃饭都不行哦。
Instead, borrow books from your local library and cook your own meals.
而且呢，你可以呢去图书馆借书，并且呢要自己煮饭。
By making these changes, you'll learn to better appreciate everything you have when you go back to your normal life.
既有做出这些改变，你将会回到正常生活时呢，学会更珍惜你所拥有的一切。
So that is what practice poverty is. You can try it if you like. I think I'll just cut my budget down a little bit. But
yeah.
I guess the point is just to appreciate the things that you have and try to spend less. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.Unit 9, Translation, September 15th. Even though Ryan understands the negative effects of junk food, he tends to eat it instead of healthy food. This is because he considers eating junk food to be a way to reduce stress. Anyone who has access to the internet can cyberbully others without revealing who they are.No matter what bullies post on the internet, what victims should try to do is to ignore it. It is a sad fact that many people around the world live in poverty. Many more live below the low-income cutoffs, meaning they must survive on less than half the average household income for their country. Most of us don't want to experience what this feels like.However, perhaps we should. The idea of practicing poverty for a week can help us empathize with people living in poverty and encourage us to donate to charities for the poor. Additionally, the experience may well teach us to stop buying things we don't really need. During a practice poverty week, set yourself a tight budget for food.And household items. You have to spend as little as possible on necessities. What's more, pick just 3 outfits and wear these all week. You should also give up any form of entertainment or other activities that cost money, including cable TV, going to the movies, and eating out. Instead, borrow books from your local library.And cook your own meals. By making these changes, you'll learn to better appreciate everything you have when you go back to your normal life. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article, and we'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.